Sync on Civic Media. We are local music heard a bison. Brand new music from them is called The Return. Lord Buffalo is the name of the new album. It's pretty cool rocker. I love the keyboard synthesizer or whatever in there. Good stuff there.
Pretty insane,
and,
huh?
And the best part about it, rocker, is while the song was playing, the band is air drumming and playing in the studio.
I was like wondering, I'm like, well, you know, I mean, this is really complex drums, and I know the drummer. I happen to know the guy. And so I was like, how do all the rest of the people know where all the drum parts are?
Right.
I can't.
They must do a lot of rehearsals and watch the guy a lot.
Yeah, we've heard it a few times.
It was just a great moment. I enjoyed it very much. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text if you got a question for Herd of Bison Rocker.
Jimmy Madison drummer Ben Lakuta won the first Clyde Stubblefield Scholarship that was presented by the Madison Area Music Association. Drummer for the Cuz and Black Star Drumline, Ben left Madison to pursue his music career studying at the Berklee School of Music in Boston, where he started a progressive rock band made of friends and other students from Berklee. Herd of Bison is out with new music and back in Wisconsin to film an upcoming video. Here in the studio with us is drummer Ben Lakuta and Herd of Bison. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Now, it's just kind of funny because we were doing a whole story earlier and talking to Joy B. Banks about Clyde Stubblefield's birthday coming up, a celebration. So it was ironic to have you in the studio as the first recipient of the Clyde Stubblefield Scholarship.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. How has school been? You guys are done in school, right?
Almost.
Almost. I'm done. Tony is done. Delaney actually Delaney is actually not at Berklee, but you're still in school.
Yeah, I'm still in school. So... not for music, though.
I just have the rest of this semester and the summer to go, and that's pretty much it.
Wow. So, Ben, drums are your life. How did you get started playing music?
That's a good question. I don't remember, other than to say that I just banged. I mean, it's classic drummer story that I was just banging on every single thing in the house.
How old do you think you were?
About 4 or 5, maybe.
So what was your parents' role in your musical upbringing?
Well, so my dad played drums throughout high school. He was in drum corps, and then he also played drum set throughout college, but just in some punk bands. So he was never going to try and do it professionally.
But he jammed,
and he did have a drum kit. So after about, I guess it was maybe like a year and a half, 2 years of me banging on everything in the house, he finally brought the kit out. And there's been a drum kit in my house ever since.
Nice. That's amazing. I love it. For our listeners who may not be familiar with Herd of Bison, tell us a little bit about this band.
So this band is something, well, Ben composes the skeleton of the music, right? So,
and what's your name?
My name is Paul Ficino. So I'm the keyboard player in this band, trying to take all these synth sounds that Ben wants and trying to apply it just immediately on stage. So trying to take on as much as possible, just, you know.
That last song we just heard, the keys, I commented on that.
So that melody, I wrote on top of what Ben wrote.
So Frank, the guitar that you heard is, that's Francisco. Mm-hmm. And he's playing the line that I wrote, and then Paul wrote the synthesizer melody that goes over top of it.
Yeah, that's pretty much all those very complex tunes we have. We have two very complex tunes.
Get a little closer to that mic there.
And yeah, most of the guitar parts were either, especially for The Battle and The Return, which are the most complex tunes in the record, most of the guitar parts were originally synth lines that I adapted into either a fretted or fretless guitar, and then just took it from there, basically.
Nice. You in the back, what's your name and what do you do? And
Get up to the microphone. You know, sometimes you need that one guy that's just in the group to help out when they need help. That's me.
You're the utility pitcher.
So my name's T. The Pharaoh. I'm an artist and audio engineer out here in Madison. And I went to school with Ben. We were kids and we knew each other for the longest amount of time. He hit me up one day and he was like, hey, I got a spot open for you if you want to go back to the high school and go perform. And I was like, you know what? 100%. We haven't done anything yet. Let's go ahead and do something.
So you don't actually play the band. You just help out?
No, I just come in and they got a vocal part on there, so they wanted me to come in and do that. So
would you call yourself the band manager?
I would call myself it's spirit guardian. As long as I'm around, you know that it's bison, right? It's the Lord Buffalo.
So you're a chill manager.
Good guy.
What'd you say? Spirit guardian.
Every man needs a spirit guardian.
And I'm sorry. What's your name and what do you do in Herd of Bison?
Yeah, my name is Delaney Glyman. I'm the female vocalist. We used to have another male vocalist, but he's no longer part of the band, so it's just me as a sole vocalist.
So you're the lead vocalist.
Well, and then these guys help me out because we need the lower notes to kind of round everything out, especially with Ben's mind and everything else that's going on.
She says, "That's it." Huh? I just say the last word of every phrase that she has. That's all I do.
Yeah.
One of those things. So tell me.
No, but it's great. Yeah.
Tell us about the video that you're doing at Oregon High School.
So Tony and I both graduated from Oregon High School, class of 2017, right?
Yep.
I'm still friends with all of the music department teachers there. And I know that every year the high school puts on a fine arts week and they always bring one particular act in to be the school assembly. Mm-hmm. And so I asked them if they wanted us to be the assembly and they said yes.
Wow. So you're going to go play there live and then they're going to film it.
Yeah. So we're going to have, obviously, we'll be on stage playing the whole album, start to finish, all 40 minutes. And we also, I have a friend who is going to college for lighting design. His name is Aiden McLeod. And he programmed this whole light sequence that is 40 minutes long to the music. And he has, he controlled each light fixture individually. So all I have to do is hit start. And as long as I hit start with the light sequence, then everything happens exactly at the right time and we don't have to touch anything.
Well, what happens if you get out of sync?
Well, then you just are out of sync.
That's why I got the spirit guardian.
No plan B. Exactly. The spirit guardian is the plan B.
Sorry, what I meant to say was that if we get off, then we all just come together and we have a short prayer in the middle of the stage and then it all gets fixed.
Just like that.
Brilliant. Bam. It's magic. So tell us about the new album. It's called Lord Buffalo. That's a solid. It fits you all. It really does.
Thank you.
Lord Buffalo.
It was the whole idea behind it was I had read David Baldacci's book series called based on a character named Will Robey, and then I had watched The Mandalorian, and sometime after that I just had this idea for a character named Lord Buffalo.
I knew there was going to be a Star Wars reference here.
See, I didn't know that.
And so, it's got to be connected somewhere.
Well, I laid out all of the song titles and then had to write the music to fit the songs.
Yeah, and then my brother is actually the guy rapping on the album. His rap name is Roman, so we're both Ficino brothers, and he just basically was asked to write all of these things, and he took these super deep lyrics from the past 2 years and put it all over. So
yes, indeed.
So as a band, you're back. I mean, you all spend part of the time in Boston, part of the time here. I think some of you are in the Arctic Circle from last. Well, wait, that's fake news.
No fake news here.
So what are you guys doing?
It was the Antarctic Circle.
Antarctic. Okay. Are you here?
There's a circle.
What's the plan? What do you got coming up?
Well, I'm still in Berkeley, so I have one more year at Berkeley. There's a lot of connections that are still out there. Obviously, Ben, you're in Wisconsin. Delaney, you're going to be back in Boston.
Yeah.
So, wherever we can be, I guess.
Any live shows besides the film?
Working on it. We're working on a lot of things.
And will we be able to see the film then?
Yes. Don't know where or when yet.
Okay.
But
where can we keep up with Herd of Bison?
Follow us on social media. Okay. It's Instagram, Facebook, H-E-R-D of Bison.
Herd of Bison.
Did I say Herd of Buffalo?
I don't. Did you?
And also the website. Sorry. Delaney whispered TikTok and Paul whispered website.
TikTok, website, Spotify.
Anywhere.
Well, hey, tell us about this song we're about to hear. It's called The Return.
I think we already played The Return.
Yep, sorry, Rocker. The Journey.
It's about to return.
The Journey.
The Return came back.
Speaking of Journey, before we talk about the song, speaking of Journey, I'm hoping to go to Boston sometime. I might need a place to crash. I crash at your place?
Got Paul, you. I got an apartment. It's got an air mattress.
Great.
It's a queen size.
I've stayed on it many times. It's a very comfortable air mattress. You'll be happy.
Perfect.
Perfect. Clean sheets, blankets, we got you.
Do you have room service?
I can vouch for that as well.
I mean, they'll bring you water.
Perfect.
I can make you pasta at about 11 o'clock at night.
Can I bring my 9 cousins with me?
I don't know if we have 9 air mattresses.
7 is max.
I'm like the worst guest you could ever invite over. All right, so tell us about the song The Journey.
Well, so this is it's the third song in the album, and I haven't talked to Roman about exactly what he was thinking in terms of where this falls in the whole journey of the album, but right. It's kind of just addressing the world, basically.
Yeah, basically just addressing the problems of the world just right up front and just saying, you know, if you want something, you got to go for it. You know, just push through, keep going.
It's very straightforward.
I mean, ask him yourself. He'll be all over social media.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, hopefully we can get here. If we come back.
We'll come back.
We'll bring Roman.
Yeah.
There you go.
Roman, you got to come with us.
Yeah.
It's brand new Herd of Bison. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.